always challenge yourself and ask yourself, what do you want? And be honest with yourself. It's not what you don't want. I didn't want to be at the restaurant, but that's not the question I was asking myself is, Gino, what do you want? And then ultimately, when I understood that I just wanted to become financially free and create impact for others.
Everybody, Gino here, and today we're discussing the essential steps for wealth creation. Gang, starting out, look, you don't get this stuff. It's not given to you in a playbook. It's not taught to you in schools, okay? And prior life experiences can be a major factor in your wealth creation. For example, if you grew up poor, hungry, and you weren't handed things, you may have developed a crazy work ethic and determination to make it happen. On the flip side of the coin, maybe you're never exposed to wealth or entrepreneurship, or you didn't know what it took to become a leader, okay? So these things matter. And then you can also say, hey, maybe if you were kind of like a trust fund baby and you were spoiled, you didn't get the at-bat to learn hard work. So I personally have experienced a lot of this kind of stuff. Grew up very hungry, very motivated, always had multiple jobs, but personally did not know any business leaders, did not know any entrepreneurs. So there presents its challenges. But fortunately for me, I met the Pumbaa. I met the G Daddy Papa Funk, who owned a nice little Italian restaurant in Mahopac, New York. And that changed my life. So today, my mentor, the G Daddy, and I are going to break down the fundamentals of wealth creation. Sir, how you doing?
Jake, I am doing great today. How you doing, brother?
Always making it happen, big man.
And when we discuss the fundamentals, to me, Napoleon Hill is where we should all start. If you haven't read the book, Think and Grow Rich, I think you should all go out
there. The Personal Growth Bible.
Yes. First thing you should do is fix the exact amount of money that you want and put a date on it. I was at Jake's house several years ago, and I was in his office. And I look down and he's got a check there and he's got a dollar amount on that check. You want to share that story with me, Mr. Stenziano? I'm looking, I'm like, oh, look, what's this all about?
You know, I think, oh shit. I'm trying to remember the exact story of who I heard about. I probably read it in Napoleon Hill book, but basically someone wrote themselves a check, you know, put it in their wallet and X amount of years later, they had that money. And, you know, we really don't talk about this kind of stuff. I guess we can look at it from a net worth perspective. But I remember, I don't know where the hell it came from, but it was $40 million. And I think it was Jim Carrey, actually. I think it was a Jim Carrey story that I heard it. And I was like, oh, man, I don't know why, but I'm going to put $40 million down. And it was stuff on a vision board. And I had like a really nice house and all this other stuff, too. And the crazy thing is we've surpassed all of that. You know, like if you're talking about from a net worth perspective, have a great house. And so I don't know what it is. I know you're going to be like people are like the secret is woo BS. Did you put this stuff on a cork board? Did you write yourself a check? Did you put the things that you actually wanted down? And I did that and I've eclipsed all of it. And so now the goals have changed and they pivoted. But dude, I'm surprised you ever saw that or remember that, Gino. I had no idea you were snooping on me like that. What's up, man?
I wasn't snooping. It was out in the middle. It was out in the open there. And I remember sitting there and looking at it. And now that you say that, I'm sure the Jim Carrey ripped off Napoleon Hill.
Everybody does, right?
Everyone's ripping off Napoleon Hill. And, you know, let me go back and reiterate that. Fix the exact amount, but also put a date, an expiration date to hold yourself accountable. And maybe you should share it to your Jake Stenziano, or to your Gino Barbaro in your world. And that will hold yourself accountable as well. Fixing that amount and the date by when you want to do it. Now, the next one is just as challenging. What are you going to give up? What are you going to sacrifice? I know Jake Stenziano sacrifices his Sunday mornings, spends a couple hours every Sunday morning getting ready. That's just the beginning. All of the hard work that he puts in, all the time, not going out to drink with his buddies, not going out to play golf, not going out to do a lot of things that he can't do because he's sacrificing. He's made a commitment to that $40 million check. What are you sacrificing? What are the things that you're going to give up to hit your vision?
Yeah, and it's so true too, because when I moved from New York to Tennessee, one of the best things that it did is it insulated me from all that BS. I had no outlet but to work and work out. So that's what I did. I would grind, get my exercise in, and got a little weird there for a while until my wife moved down. I was a little bit of a psycho hermit, just grinding my face off, but the results paid off, and I'll never, you know, trade those years for anything.
So now you've got the amount, you've got the date, you think about what you're going to sacrifice, all the hard work that you're going to put into it. Now, are you creating a plan? Now is the time to create the plan and execute. What Jake did, he said multifamily is the way to go. Did it happen overnight? Took us 18 months for that very first deal. But you create the plan, you pivot, and you execute. You continue to work. You continue to sacrifice. You continue to do the things that you don't want to do. You continue looking at that vision board. You continue to hold yourself accountable. All the steps that you need to do when you're creating the plan and executing that plan. And ultimately, sooner or later, if you continue with that first and second step and that plan is done, you will ultimately come up with the execution and you will find that first deal. And then once you've found the first deal, all of a sudden, second deal just lands in your lap. A lot of the Jake and Gino students say, by the way, I got this deal. It just landed in my lap. It didn't land in your lap because you did step one and step two.
That's right. That's right. And the crazy thing is in the beginning, it was we wanted to become multifamily entrepreneurs. We're looking for these specific financial targets to achieve personally. And now I show up every day, and it's right here on my sheet, Chick-fil-A of apartments. It's very simple. Everything else clear out of the way, focusing on the BHAG. And these things change. And like I said, there's inflection points. But now it's just I see with all these other things in alignment, it's just moving towards becoming the Chick-fil-A of apartments day in and day out, providing great homes and great service for our folks. That's the plan. That's what's on the vision board these days.
Now, this next one, I'm not sure if Stenziano did it. I don't know.
Not guilty.
I don't know if he's that woo-woo. He may be that woo-woo, but Napoleon Hill says, create the incantation. I mean, talk about it. A lot of us do that through prayer. A lot of us do that through meditation. Really reflect upon what we want. Have a strong enough why, but also think about it. Yes, I want that $40 million. Yes, I want to create impact. Yes, I want to have a great life. Yes, I want to have a great job, whatever that may be. Create the impact and going back and back to it and just focusing on that and putting your energy towards that, because we know that whatever we focus upon grows. We don't lack the motivation. Most of us lack the clarity to get the job done. And I think the incantation part and the vision board and going back and thinking about the sacrifice in that incantation, make sure that you also say, yes, I'm going to get the $40 million, but I'm also going to give up drinking. I'm also going to give up going out. I'm also going to give up watching Netflix. What are you giving up? So you're reminding yourself that there's a sacrifice there for that commitment to become successful at whatever you're endeavoring to become successful in.
Gino, when we had your boy T. Harv Eker on the show, he had a great one, and it was, I have a millionaire mind. Now, I just need everyone to check themselves because it ain't 2015 anymore. Inflation has happened, and you better adjust that shit to I have a billionaire mind because the times are changing. But that was one that stuck with me quite a bit. And I know I do have these, you know, little, you know, close to the vest on them, but I do think that they're very important because your subconscious, when times are tough, will kick in, and you need to make sure that it's a fertile ground for positivity. And I really do believe there's power there.
How are we going to wrap this thing up? I mean, Jake, for me,
are you quitting on me right now?
No, I just, you know, it's been a great journey for me as far as creating wealth and the rules of money. And I would challenge everybody, if you haven't read Napoleon Hill, go back and read it again. And if you have not read it, make that the next book on your list, because you're listening to all these messages from all of these different other personal development and personal growth. A lot of it is coming from Napoleon Hill. Things have not changed. The laws of success have not changed. The laws of money have not changed. If you want to play the laws or the success of money, just go back to the person or the people who you know, were writing about it. And those success leaves clues. The stuff in his book really works. The incantations, writing it down, setting a fixed time, having the commitment, having the sacrifice, having the clarity. That's all always going to lead to what you want. And I think by ending it off, what I would say is always challenge yourself and ask yourself, what do you want? And be honest with yourself. It's not what you don't want. I didn't want to be at the restaurant, but that's not the question I was asking myself is, Gino, what do you want? And then ultimately, when I understood that I just wanted to become financially free and create impact for others and be able to not worry about just paying the bills, but not even retiring. I didn't want to retire. I wanted to continue to work and continue to grow a portfolio and continue to create impact. That's a better answer than saying, I don't want to be doing this. So focus on what you do want.
And I'll give everybody a peek behind the curtain because we can only share our experiences. And if you're sitting there and you're not financially free yet and you're wondering what life is like on the other side or once you get to that point after you've started investing in multifamily and you've created some impact for yourself and your family, the interesting thing is the stuff is nice. The security feels great. But what you're ultimately going to be finding at that point in your life when you reach it is you're looking for purpose. And the thing that we love and that we're able to share, Gino and myself, is that we've built a great organization with great people that gives us purpose every day to continually make it better, to provide service to others. And that purpose is what drives us every day and to be an inspiration and to motivate and uplift others. That's the truth. And that's the crazy thing, because you can be like, oh, I'm going to get there. And look, you can buy as many Lambos as you want and the jets and all this stuff, and it's great for marketing and blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, once you get to a certain point, it's about impact and it's about inspiring others and having purpose and having a purpose-driven life. And it's taken me until this year to realize that and to wonder, and I've questioned myself, why do I want to keep going and grow this thing? And what's the big result and what's the impact that's provided me? And it's purpose and creating a really solid life foundation for myself and my family and helping others become the best version of themselves. That's ultimately what we're doing here. And I'll just leave it off like we always do, Gino. As always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's a G-Daddy. And we make it happen. We'll see you next time.
Involved in multifamily, this is where you need to be.
The team you've built is incredible.
There is no egos here. Everyone is always looking to help the other person.